Welcome back. I'm April Tribbiano, your host, and you're listening to Business Her Way here on 1380 The Woman. And I just want to give you guys a couple reminders. If you go to my website, which is getclicknow.com, that's getclicknow.com, and if you enter your name and your email, you will receive a gift from me, which is a complimentary e-course, 5 Mistakes Women Make from the Boardroom to the Bedroom. It comes to your inbox right away. Also want to remind you that you can download the 1380 The Woman app on your smartphone, which means you can take us with you anywhere you go if you have a busy Saturday. So I just want to remind you to take us with you so that you don't miss a thing. Now, here during this hour, we have been talking to Megan Toll, Entrepreneur Success Strategist. And if you guys didn't hear the last segment, holy cow, you missed some gold there, because we were talking about the 5 keys to creating an empowering relationship with money, how to just really create more money, how to get comfortable with money, how to raise your income, raise your value, all those things. And we're going to dig a little bit more into some of those things that we touched upon with Megan here. So, Megan, one of the things that we talked about right before the break was about looking at that value. I mentioned something when we were talking about step 3, that I like the idea of being rewarded for your service, because it starts to finally put a balance on your value and what you're charging, you know, what your worth is and what you're charging. And I find that this is an area where women are typically, they're shy, they're squeamish. It takes a long time, I think, for women to really get clear about that and feel really comfortable with it, wouldn't you say?
Absolutely. This is one of the focal points of the work that I do. You know, the relationship with money piece is very important, but, you know, really this realization of your value and owning your value is a huge, huge piece. And, you know, this is the mindset stuff that is absolutely necessary to deal with before you can ever think about having a successful business, because without this in place, you know, with the money piece and the value piece, you will sabotage any success that you can possibly have in your business. Yeah. So it's huge to be able to get the money and the value piece sorted out. So we had mentioned this earlier, that women often give their time, talents, and gifts away. And this is so, so true. We do so many things for other people, and we want to help everybody. So I want you to think about where this might be showing up for you. Some common areas would be, you know, you're not charging what you're worth. We're going to talk more about that in a moment, but also giving away too much information or over-delivering.
I am anti-can I pick your brain. I am so anti-pick your brain, and I don't want to get on a soapbox here, but, you know, when people say, could I take you for a treat you to a cup of coffee and, you know, just ask you some ideas and this and that, I'm like, well, that would be fabulous. And my favorite cafe to have a great coffee, my favorite cappuccino, is right in Biasono, Italy, where I live for part of the year. So you can either fly me out there and you pay my way, or you can give me the equivalent of what it costs to get me out there, and I'll be glad to have coffee with you. We can exchange that. There's a value to what I bring over a cup of coffee, you know?
Yep, absolutely. So, and, you know, we also over-deliver in any kind of maybe presentation that we're doing, or, you know, certainly if any of those coaches out there probably know what I'm talking about. That's a big area in the coaching industry that people over-deliver, and we're actually doing a disservice by doing that, because we're overwhelming our clients or potential clients, and they just, you know, everything shuts down and they can't focus anymore.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's not a good thing to over-deliver.
If you guys think about it, that pink spoon is really, really tiny when you get the sample of the ice cream, you know?
Yeah, absolutely.
It makes you want more.
Love it. And then the third area is not increasing your prices, and that's very, very common. A lot of people feel uncomfortable increasing their prices. So, I mean, it really all comes down to, do you have a hobby or do you have a business? Because, you know, you could be doing something you absolutely love, and, you know, you think you're making a difference, but unless you are generating an income and have a, you know, sustainable business through that income, you know, it is really just a hobby. So, you know, this is where we want you to shift more into the business mindset. So no more just giving, giving, and giving of your time and not having any time for yourself, because that's just going to lead to frustration and stress. So, you know, the area of not charging enough for your products or services, mostly this comes from feeling guilty or not believing that you deserve it.
Yeah.
What I've noticed through my experience in coaching people that come from corporate America and then start, you know, working for themselves, it's amazing that you can have, you know, this rock star producer from corporate America, you know, maybe in an executive level position, did really well, but now that they're working for themselves, they are struggling with having success.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Kind of, you know, taking a look at why that's happening, I've noticed that people feel very comfortable selling somebody else's products or services. But when it comes down to selling their own product or service or selling themselves, the stuff we spoke about earlier, the old beliefs come up. You know, am I worth it? Am I good enough? You know, you start getting that self-doubt. You don't believe that you're really worth, you know, charging for your products or services. So it does come down to having a low self-worth. So knowing your value and the gifts that you have to share with the world is so important. So, I mean, there's a lot of exercises that I do with my clients and getting clear on what the value is, what makes them unique, what are their strengths that they have, you know, the kind of identifying the differences between them and somebody else that might be doing something similar.
Yeah.
But it comes down to really believing, again, that your product or service that you provide has value and can really help somebody. So then you are coming from that place of service and not selling.
Yeah.
So you're offering a solution to somebody's problems. And that is what's going to allow you to make that shift in being able to own your value. So once you know your value and know that transformation that you can offer to assist somebody from getting where they are to where they want to be, then you can start, you know, being able to charge what you're worth.
Yeah, definitely.
With your value.
Well, Megan, I know there's a whole lot more to this process, and I know that you really work with women to replace that fear with confidence in what they have to offer. So I do want to do this. I want to tell people how they can get a hold of you so that, you know, if they want to work with you and work through some of those fears and doubts and really learn how to, I love the way you put it, magnetize money. So how do they get a hold of you?
Well, I'm actually offering a tremendous gift to our listeners. Can I share that with them
now? Oh, my gosh. Please, please do. Please.
Okay, great.
My listeners love gifts.
I bet. So what I love to do is, you know, not only work on this mindset piece with really empowering your relationship with money and being able to realize your value, but then, you know, when it comes time to being able to really crystallize your vision for your business and get clear on what your unique personal brand is, how to identify your target market, and then structure your business for success. I really have an amazing tool to be able to pull it all together where you can do all of that with my Passion to Profits Guide. This is a step-by-step plan to a solid, highly profitable business that you love. So this is a 30-some-odd page ebook. It's a $97 value, and I'm offering it to all of our listeners as my special gift to you. So how you can access that is just go to www.accesstoyoursuccess.com. So that's www.accesstoyoursuccess.com.
And there's a simple opt-in. And you'll post that in the Facebook group as well, right, on our social media?
Yes, I will.
Excellent.
Absolutely.
Thank you. Now, you know, we've only got a couple minutes left, Megan, and I'll be honest, I had about 8 different questions that we didn't even get to today. But I love what you've given us. I love what you've opened up, and hopefully for our listeners, they've been able to even just shift to be open to looking at this whole topic, because I think most people don't even realize they have an issue with it. And yet they are spinning on the wheel, can't figure out why they're not making progress in the, you know, at the pace that they want. So what's next for you in your business? You have a book coming out. Oh, my gosh, that's right. That's what's next, right? You have a book coming out.
I do. I'm actually in the process of putting together my book proposal. So it's a very exciting process. It's something that I've been wanting to do for a long time, but just never really felt like the right time. And
right.
It's amazing, you know, when it is the right time, how opportunities show up around that. So I've had an opportunity, an interest in me writing this book. So I've kind of like, okay, took that as a sign that now is the time. So, it's projected to come out in the spring 2014.
Nice. Congratulations on that, because I do
Thank
know
you.
What an undertaking that is. So congratulations.
Thank
so
you.
I just want to take a moment to thank you. I want to thank you so much for making the time to be with us. And I want to thank you for being so generous with what you've shared today, because you gave a ton of really not only inspiration in your story, but really good resources for us. Like, you know, just good, great advice and a place for people to start, especially our women entrepreneurs that are listening. So I want to remind people again that if you would like to get Megan's gift, which, hello, it's a $100 gift, you just need to go to accesstoyoursuccess.com. That's accesstoyoursuccess.com. And if you would like to learn more about Megan, what your Pilates studio is there locally. You know, our audience is global, but your studio is local. And how will they find you there, or, you know, reach you so that if they want to coach with you?
You can email me at support@megantull.com. And, you know, just reach out if there's any specific questions that you have, or you are here locally in the Austin area. Would love to talk about potentially working together at my Pilates studio if you're interested in that. But, and, you know, the beauty of coaching, you can do it anywhere. So I can actually help people anywhere in the
yeah.
world with my
yeah.
coaching. So, yeah, just shoot me an email at support@megantull.com
and
let me know what you're interested in and how I might be able to be of service.
Great. And it's Megantull. So Megant is in Tennessee, ull.com. So that wraps it up for us. And I want to thank you, our listeners, for joining us today on Business Her Way with April Trupiano. That's me, your host. We're here every Saturday morning from 9 to 11 Central here on 1380 The Woman and live streaming on 1380thewoman.com. Be sure to stop by my site at Get Click Now and get yourself that gift, 5 Mistakes Women Make from the Boardroom to the Bedroom. Do give us a shout out, Facebook, tweet, whatever you'd like. So thanks again, and we'll talk to you next time on Business Her Way here on 1380 The Woman.
Thank you, everybody.